Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it? Slip, 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 slip down, slip down, slip down to the sound, 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 slip down. Underneath, the road bridge lies gasping, like the giant skeleton of a fish, beached on its side without water. And what had once anchored it in the deep is now exposed. Too big, too unwieldy, too grandiose. It lies humble alongside the other, smaller, older, more feminine rail bridge.
So you drive over Tamar Bridge, look left, and that field there is ammunition bunker. These barges here, they're loaded with ammunition. So they come in here and they take the ammunition off and they store it under this field. And so when they used to bring the naval ships down here, I guess they used to rearm them directly from that bunker.
Slip, 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 slip up, slip up, slip up, slip up, slip up, slip up, slip up onto the road bridge. Slip through, slip through the gap in the orange barrier.
Walking across. It's the last day to walk across. Yeah, last day. 8 o'clock tonight. I must have known, wasn't I? Anyway, don't know how it's going to work out, but.
We walked along and then you hit the concrete pillar. When you look at it from the outside, you see this really amazingly strong looking, solid, chunky structure. And yet, when you're inside, you realise that the walls are actually about 18 inches thick. Yeah, not even that, maybe not even that. It's got this reputation for being one of the best engineered bridges in the world, to be safe. I think because it was built at a time shortly after...
The one in the States.
The one in the States that had wobbled. And then we start climbing the ladders. Then you go up and up and up, and all the time the walls are closing in on you. So it's quite claustrophobic, I suppose. It took a long time, but actually that was quite nice, the fact that you were in this pillar for a long time, gave you a good chance to look around.
And all the time you knew that you were going up to the open air, so...
Yeah, and when you got to the top, it was quite a shock, because you went from this sort of enclosed, sort of smelly atmosphere, and then suddenly you're out onto a balcony and the wind's blowing, and it's like the shock to the system of being enclosed and then in the open.
There's a man hanging off a pole on one of these struts. Oh, I must take a photo.
I tested myself by walking on a bit of grid that's see-through. But I had to not look down, I had to look ahead. So I came down with some relief.
Sorry, I'm not mad, I'm just talking to myself on this recorder. I'm being silly, it's all right.
No, it's fine, if it's something you enjoy, it's not silly.
It is, I do.
Sorry, I got in the way.
I love it, you didn't. I thought I frightened you. Why does that have to be ground like that?
Cut it off, and where the hole is, we weld it, and then we put a new stud on and lay the curves back down. That's all it's worth.
Do you know why they're going to close the pedestrian?
Yeah.
Because somebody told me you were going to put boards up so people couldn't throw themselves off.
No, they're going to put higher rails up. It's a higher fence.
Feel the vibration. Oh.
Last year, the security on the road bridge actually filmed a gentleman walk across the bridge, up onto the top of the tower, where he proceeded to jump off. Halfway down, he opened his parachute. He was one of those base jumpers.
It is amazing when you look down on the railway line there, because you're looking down from a terrific height, and it's good to get that view of the Brunel Bridge.
I'm about halfway now in no man's land. Hanging high in the air in this steel and concrete hammock. Opposite, I can see a close-up of the rail bridge with its two arches and central pillars. A train is sneaking past. Sunlight ruffles the water far below. All around, the noise is tremendous. I feel sick, dizzy, dazzled and disorientated by the strong light. The bridge sways, tips, and I slip. And from the centre of the river, a figure seems to rise on high tubular legs, arms outstretched. The train moves onward. Is this the figure of Isambard Kingdom Brunel, immortalized to bear forever the rail bridge on his shoulders? Or is she the angel of the south, rising from the river like a huge bird, a protector and symbol of the feminine, who lives in air and stands with feet of clay on rock, with wings wrought from steel and arched in wide embrace to bridge and reconcile both sides of the land? This walkway is slippery.
Feel the vibration.
Underfoot, the bridge sways.
Oh!
The bridge sways again. I can't get off the walkway. I'm stuck. The bridge sways again.
Oh!
I'm stuck. I can't get off this walkway. The bridge tips. There are just too many words. The bridge turns over. Upside down. And freed at last, words spill over into the air to fall like stones into the centre of the sound.
Thank you.
Running out, mud, grit.
Disorientated.
Running out.
You're a brave person.
Do you see it, sir? Running out.
Do your brain in.
Running out.
Vertigo.
Running out. Running out. Running out. In the middle of the stillness stands a woman in brown, with a brown dog on a long lead. The brown dog has only one eye. Both are completely motionless, staring towards the sound. I wait, watching. Still neither moves. They seem far away in another world. Time for them is stilled. Are they just statues? But I must move on. The morning is slipping away. Then they blink. I slip by unnoticed. And on the wind is the sound of morning. When the day fell into a bath of salt, it overflowed into a river of life that was running out into the sea. Shaken and steeped in honey and burnt so that the bees couldn't drink or feed. It doubled back and fell into itself and turned inside out, and everything was in chaos. Rain fell as mud, and winds so strong they blew the birds from the trees, whipped up tons of red soil, blacking out the town with swirling dust.
I think it's the movement of the water. It's actually disorientates you, makes you feel sick. Just do your brain in. Everybody has some sort of vertigo experiences.
Oh, such nonsense. And I'm nearly at an end. And an end is a death. And the line between compromise and sellout is very fine indeed, stretching like Luminex, until it finally breaks to disintegrate as air.
Cars moving, going zoom, 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 zoom.
And you aren't looking at the tops of cars. You're not seeing them sideways, are you?
You want that? Do you want that? That little bit of stuff? I like it.
It's just a rubbish bag.
No, but that bit of that was on the top. That bit of whitey stuff. The one that was... No, it was the other one. Oh, I'm sorry. The top one. That's it. Oh no, the bigger bit.
Looking out over the counties to see what I could see, that was what was interesting me more.
Taking a chance, ain't ya? It looks dangerous. There's no support there, really.
Well, there is a crack.
You're a brave person.
Do you think so? There's always the chance that it might fall. Oh. Nothing's permanent.
Oh, no. I mean, everything in life, whatever you do, you don't know what's around the corner. And I better go before I drive you by. I say it's a good job. I started swearing.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.